Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Caroline Leavitt, the Trump 2024 National Press Secretary, rejoining me this morning. Caroline, just your final thoughts as, you know, former President Donald J. Trump makes his closing arguments. I know J.D. Vance was here in Delco. Trump will be back here in Pennsylvania today. Your closing thoughts as you wind down, or are you winding down? Is that an unfair statement on this day before? Because it sounds like, man, the Trump campaign is packing in like what seems like 10 days worth of events into one.
Yeah, we're definitely not winding down. I'll tell you that. We are not letting our foot off the gas. And if anything, we're ramping up for the next 24 hours. President Trump is holding four events today, two of them in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. He'll be in Reading, PA at 2 p.m., and he'll be in Pittsburgh at 6 o'clock, his second to last event of the cycle before heading to Michigan for his last rally tonight. So we are all hands on deck here at the Trump campaign headquarters in West Palm Beach, Florida, doing media. Our war room is cooking. Our data team is looking at the early numbers coming in, and we are cautiously optimistic. We're going to have a victory tomorrow, Don, but we need everyone to get out and vote, especially in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I was talking to began with Linda Kearns, who will be at Philadelphia Election Court, encouraging everybody, pa.protectthevote.com, if you have any questions. So Linda Kearns, our great RNC election integrity attorney, answering a lot of questions. Caroline, for you, I just have to ask you the question, because I know that you were out, and I saw that you had put out on social media, you were with Laura Trump, Tulsi. We feel like we're on first name basis with these people. Tulsi Gabbard, Danica Patrick, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. For you as a young woman, you just had your first baby. I know that this has been a whirlwind. What has this meant for you as a working woman, an American woman? Because I keep getting told by, you know, Democrats keep telling me, oh, no, there are more women voting, and that means a victory for the vice president, for Harris. How do you see it with women? Do you see an awakening or reawakening for women in America?
Well, first of all, that narrative you just pointed out about how more women are voting for Kamala Harris, the media is pushing that. But when you actually look at the data, Don, this is very interesting. It's not true. The reason they're saying that is because, yes, women are outpacing men at the polls on the Democrat side of the aisle. But that is because Democrat men are not turning out to vote at the same rate that they did in 2020. So they're losing big time with men, and they're saying, oh, well, women are turning out. Well, no, actually. In fact, when you compare this year's early voting data to 2020's early voting data, women are actually not turning out at the same rate as they did for Joe Biden. So female turnout in every battleground state is down. And this is according to a Democrat data expert. It's publicly available. You can go online and look at it. So that's a false narrative, number one. And number two, just because Kamala Harris is running to be the first female president of the United States doesn't mean that all women are going to go and enthusiastically cast their ballots for her, because look at what she's done to our lives over the past 4 years. Less money in our pockets, an open border that has allowed illegal immigrant rapists and murderers to come into this country and to take the lives of innocent women like Laken Riley and Rachel Morin and Jocelyn Nungre, the beautiful 12-year-old young girl in Texas who was raped and then left for dead. I mean, that is every woman's worst nightmare. And so to any woman who may be listening to your radio program right now, it is critical that we get out and cast our ballots for President Trump, because despite what the media and the Harris campaign is saying, President Trump is going to restore our rights, restore our right to go for a run in our neighborhood without being raped or killed, restore our right to enjoy a trip to a big city like New York and not fear walking down the street at night back to our hotel room, the right to play in sports for young girls and not have to compete against biological men. I mean, these are all things that have happened under Kamala Harris as vice president, and they'll only get worse if she receives a promotion to be president of the United States.
How much do you think the media, I mean, obviously you're the national press secretary, the media, do you feel, played a role in the fact that people are turned off? In other words, you know, we always say the media is complicit, but as I look out, I see more people pushing back on the media. And so the harder the media pushes certain narratives, then people, I just see this across, especially Philadelphia, where I hear so many people who have been registered Democrats who don't like this whole thing, whether it's a surrogate for Harris or just the media regurgitating these points, basically saying this is what's expected of you and reporting it in that way. Have you seen that?
Oh, every day I see that. My press team and I, we are constantly fighting the fake news who come to us with inquiries and story ideas that are based on false premises. And you can spend hours on the phone with a fake news reporter, reading them facts, reciting them data, giving them truth, and they still will not be walked back from the lies that they are so desperate to push. And something interesting that I've really found working in this industry, if you will, and learning, you know, how these reporters operate, is many of these reporters, frankly, are just sheep. And they are being told what to write and which stories to pitch from their editors and from the executives at these massive media conglomerates like NBC, ABC, CBS, and CNN, which we all know are Democrat-leaning, and the ownership of these networks, the executives, are Democrats. They're raging anti-Trump liberals. And so these reporters are sent out on assignments to basically, you know, write bad pieces about Donald Trump. It's very hard to come across a truly honest journalist in today's America who is truly interested in the facts. If we had those, then more of the coverage of President Trump would be positive. You look at the mainstream media's coverage of this man, 99% of it is negative. You know, turn on CNN all day long. If you watch that trash all day and all night, you'll actually believe that Donald Trump is like Hitler, which is absurd, but it's a lie they've been pushing for years. And unfortunately, they've brainwashed many people in this country. However, that has really has come to an end, I think, in the last couple of years, especially thanks to President Trump calling out the fake news for being fake. Thanks to people like Elon Musk, who, you know, bought X, Twitter, turned it into X, and now it's a truly free speech platform where mainstream media narratives are being broken and people can see the truth. And that's why the trust in the mainstream media at this point in our country is at an all-time low. And I think that's a very good thing for our democracy.
Caroline Leavitt, you've been generous with your time as always. Thank you so much. Trump's national press secretary, Caroline Leavitt. Godspeed. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. We'll see you soon.
Yes, see you soon. Caroline Leavitt, you know, I love her perspective as somebody who I still can't get over the fact that she is somebody who had a baby during this campaign. You think about her baby scrapbook someday and what that'll look like, right? You think about that. Like, yeah, honey, when you were a baby, like when her, you know, when her child is like graduating from high school and, you know, you do the scrapbook and you say, well, when you were born, I was working for the great the great Donald J. Trump, who became president. I mean, that's like an amazing
story. You know how like people
story.
Track their pregnancies on social media yes. now with the signs? Do you think she has like a headline of what happened during Trump's campaign as to, you know?
I love it.
How far along she was?
I love it. And then what it means for the, I don't know. I love that kind of thing. And just thinking about it, I'm fascinated with her. Thank you for setting her up and booking her, because I know that they're so busy today. I want to take some of your calls, get your thoughts, 855-839-1210. I know Catherine in Philadelphia. How are you feeling about this upcoming election tomorrow, Catherine? Are you feeling good? Are you nervous?
I'll be honest with you. I can't wait till it's over with. I can't see how people want to continue to vote for four more years of what we've all been through. Nevertheless, the answer to the young lady that called a few minutes ago stating there's no Trump signs. Well, the reason I put out over 150 Trump signs all over Port Richmond, up and down Delaware Avenue. I was up Delaware Avenue yesterday. I had a couple in front of the Coast Guard. They got ripped down. There's nothing but Harris signs now. They just keep ripping the Trump yeah. signs down. I put up a few yesterday at Academy, getting onto 95 there at Tarsdale. Whether they'll probably disappear too. The people, they're ripping them down. No matter where I put them up, they rip them down. On 73 here, I had Trump signs, along with a huge Democrat signs. And what did they do? They took all my Trump signs down and left the Democrat signs over here in Maple Shade. That's a disgrace.
It is. It's actually a crime.
Yes, it is. You're not allowed to do that,
no.
but they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it. And I have a feeling Josh Shapiro, that tyrant, he has a lot to do with all the Trump signs that I had up and down Delaware Ave. They're all gone.
Well, thank you, Catherine. Thank you for your work. You know, and it's important to, I would say, I know a lot of people who are putting up cameras, actually. So they're putting their flag back up. So I know that it depends on where it is. But if it's in front of your home, you certainly have a right to put up a camera. You know, let's take one more. Can we take Gail in the Northeast? Hey, Gail.
Hi, Dawn. I can speak for the Northeast. I live in a neighborhood that's reasonably safe,
mm-hmm.
but I'm very, and there are a few Trump signs and banners. However, I personally am hesitant to put out a Trump sign, mainly because there are at least three Palestinian families in our neighborhood who are vocal about their hatred for Israel. And for that mm-hmm. matter, I didn't even put my electric menorah in the window last Hanukkah for that reason. I mean, and that's the first time I've ever done that. My synagogue is in Montgomery County, which is unfortunately very blue. Mm-hmm. And every time I drive to synagogue, and I usually go on Saturday mornings, I've been trying to go different ways so I don't get nauseous seeing all the Harris walk signs. It bothers me that my fellow Jews, so many of my fellow Jews, are still drinking the Kool-Aid about the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is as anti-Israel as you're going to get, mm-hmm. and they're anti-American, they're anti-Semitic, the whole bit. Yet, I can't understand why my fellow Jews still vote for them. My husband and I left the Democratic Party after many years, and we have no regrets. And I'm very, very nervous about what's going on. I did notice one thing, though, on Huntington Pike yesterday
yeah.
at near Fox Chase Road and Huntington Pike, there's a Domino's Pizza there. And right near that Domino's Pizza, there's a little island with a tree. And the sign on it actually said, no political signs allowed. And on the back of it, it said, any political signs here will be removed. So that made me laugh because, you know, I mean, that could go either way. But
yeah. So that,
but, yeah.
I mean, that I will say, and Gail, you know, first of all, no American, nobody in America should ever feel afraid. And especially imagine if somebody was, I always say this to people who maybe don't relate to what that feels like, that kind of persecution, that the fact that you're fearful to put up your menorah, that's a sin to me. That's horrible. As just your fellow American, I that makes me sad to hear that. And I hope that the, you know, maybe the change in office that I hope happens will also change the tide and get rid of that kind of blatant, you know, bullying and persecution. Yeah. It's terrible, Gail. It's terrible.
And another thing, we have congregants who are pro-Trump, and I hate to say it, we're in the minority at my synagogue, and we unfortunately have to keep kind of quiet about it, including with some friends and family members. Yeah. But this particular couple are very pro-Trump, and they put out some Trump signs even last year and some pro-Israel signs. We stand with Israel. And some middle school student from Baldy Middle School, which is down the road on Verree Road, pulled down the pro-Israel sign, and some of their other Trump signs have been removed.
Thank you, Gail. And that's so important that people report that. If you see somebody taking down a sign like that, report it. Try to video it so you can get that individual. It is a crime. You can't do it. But as well, if you don't own that property, I will say this. If you're just randomly putting up signs, whatever party or candidate you support, you can't just go around putting up signs, obviously, on somebody else's property or private property, that sort of thing. So we have to be, you know, conscious. I'm not promoting that sort of thing. But I'm very sorry to hear what Gail said as far as that goes. I'm going to say something else. And that is, I know people in the Muslim community who are, you know, whether they're a Democrat or Republican, I don't think that's the pushback. I think it's more these younger liberal individuals on college campuses or in the suburbs who are actually not Muslim. So where I see this discrimination, if you will, this anti-Israel sentiment, unfortunately, it's really coming from a lot of these what I'll call white, woke, privileged, suburban, wealthy kids on college campuses. That's what we're seeing. And that goes to indoctrination. It goes to and even kids who are in the LGBTQ plus community supporting the pro-Palestinian, if you will, but being anti-Israel. These are individuals who don't know the facts. They don't even know what they're supporting. That makes me sad. I just want people to know the issues and know what's real. And when you are donating to one of these charities, so-called, look at the history of where some of these terrorist groups in the Middle East who've come here, how did they get their money? In part, that money was funneled through charity groups.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.